With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello there, it's Joan Dillon, 1120 on the dot. And each day during the week, I put the focus on something good that is happening with the Good News Coffee Talk, T-A-W-K Talk. And we do it right here at 1120. And today, I've got a good friend and a very loyal listener, longtime friend to the radio station, Jason Black, from Community Renewal Team, CRT. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Joan. Thanks for having me on Coffee Talk.
Thanks. I like how you put your little spin on that. Listen, we're going to hop right down to why we've got you on. Now, Community Renewal Team has just got tons of programs in our community, and I feature a lot of them here for the last couple of years. Everything to addressing homelessness, to Meals on Wheels, and everything in between. Today, we're talking about the census, and I'm going to let Jason jump in and let us know how the census, which, by the way, only comes around every 10 years, how this really affects our communities, our families, our friends, services, and programs. Tell us about it.
Great, great. Joan, thank you so much for having me this morning to talk about this. Yeah, exactly as you say, the census, the federal census, this year it is time to do it once again. It only happens once every 10 years, as you point out, and we can talk about that in a minute, but it's just so vitally important that people take a few minutes and fill it out. You can do it safely online. It's a secure website at 2020census.gov, so 2020census.gov. You go online, you can fill that out. It's available in English. It's also available in 12 other languages. If English isn't your first language, it'll take you maybe 5 minutes to do the census. It's super fast, it's easy and quick and safe, and it gives accurate information to count all of the people that are here in our community here in Connecticut and really nationwide. And it's used, the information from the census is so important because it's used to help make decisions about things like the federal budget. And how that money is going to be allocated for programs and services that we all rely on each and every day.
So it actually is billions of dollars that the government will be spending. They will be spending, okay, whether we do this or not. And if we don't fill out the census, which again is anonymous, because I was one of the ones that originally was like, no, why am I going to give the government my information? And I really had that misconception. I'll be totally honest with you. And when I found out more about this, it's actually billions of dollars that the government is going to be spending. And if we don't fill out our census and say, yeah, there's this many of us living here, we won't get health care, education, maintenance for our roads, our bridges, our infrastructure, different family services in our communities. And, you know, it's one thing to drive through Hartford or drive through any of the cities that we feel are not doing well these days and go, look at this. Well, this is where the government will allocate those funds if the census proves that there's people, enough people living in that area.
That's exactly right. And the allocation could change, right, based on what the census results show. So if, for instance, as a result of the census, if the count isn't accurate, it's not a complete count, and yet they're still making decisions based on the totals that they do receive, we in Connecticut could get shortchanged, basically.
Yeah.
is what it comes down to. We won't get our fair share.
Yeah, there you go.
And there's no reason for that, right? It's so easy. Everybody can help to make sure that all of us here in the state of Connecticut get our fair share from the federal government. And it's just take that 5 minutes to go online, go to 2020census.gov and fill it out. You'll be glad you did. It's quick and easy. It's anonymous. There's no reason to fear the census, let's put it that way.
Okay.
And I know that people have been nervous about it, or people have been worried that it, you know, there's privacy questions or whatever, but I promise you, your data is safe and it's secure and it's encrypted when it's sent through. Once you hit submit on your census and it goes through to the other side, that's encrypted information. It's so important, and really we can't stress enough that now more than ever, people really need to make sure that they stand up and they get counted as a part of the 2020 census.
Okay, well, we're going to wrap this up because we want to get folks back into the music, but I'm going to actually put you on hold. We'll address a few more things off air, and then I'm turning this into a podcast with the blog that I'm creating. Listen, here's one thing that I want to wrap up with. How can we kind of get people a little sweet relief in the heat and also get them to like maybe sweeten up to the census? What are we doing there?
Yeah, we've got a great thing that's starting next week. CRT is going to be working very, very closely with our friends from Christmas Wish CT here in Connecticut.
Yeah.
We are partnering with them, and starting next week, the first one is taking place in New Britain.
Okay.
So if you happen to be there, it's on July 21st at 3 p.m. at Chesley Park, which is at 95 Wildwood Street. There's going to be an ice cream truck at the park. Free ice cream that day, 3 o'clock on Friday, on Wednesday. I'm sorry, free ice cream, 3 p.m. July the 21st, next week, in the city of New Britain at Chelsea Park. And while you're there, you can get information about the census. You'll be able to fill the census out while you're there. And again, what's better than free ice cream on a hot summer day?
Actually, nothing. Thank you. Thank you so much for popping in. You hang on and I'll get back at you, okay?
All right, thanks, John.
All right, thank you. All right, so we're going to put up all that information. I'm doing a blog at WRCH.com. Of course, I'll be putting stuff up on Facebook as well, and we'll get you that. For the rest of the afternoon, partly sunny, high in the low 80s. Back to the music quickly.
A good listen makes for great company, and Audible is here for you. Whether you want to stay.